Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Sodium was in there?
410.
I think she's trying to start.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Cunning Buffoons. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Sally.
And this week, we're here to talk about how much Monster Energy drinks sucks.
Yes, they do. I would never drink a Monster Energy drink.
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking them.
I mean, you know, it's not like a good Full Throttle.
Or a Noose.
I mean, Full Throttle is good. But hey, look.
Which camera? Noose.
Ruby Red? Not that.
Dude, that is like the most
Dude,
zesty
Monster
drink.
Monster is terrible.
It's so
gross. It's just pure, like, fizzy sugar crap. It's for, like, sissy men who like champagne.
Try this.
No, it's terrible.
Try it.
No.
Try it.
Give it a chance.
You can taste the zestiness.
It's not zesty.
It's zesty.
This is a white girl Monster. If you drink any other Monster than white and original, you're a white girl.
Call me a white girl.
Just don't drink a Monster.
Exactly.
This is the only, besides Full Throttles, but this is like the only other energy drink.
Full Throttles are terrible, though.
Full Throttles are delicious.
This is peak.
I can drink a Nos.
Now, see, I will fall back, like, if they're out of Full Throttles, which pisses me off because they're always out of Full Throttles. I'll grab a Nos.
Exactly.
I'm not going to get a Monster.
Exactly.
They are terrible.
Have you ever had, like, I had one of the originals, like the hot, like it was hot, and I took a drink, and it's like syrup.
It tastes like chalk.
It's like, no, it was literally like, imagine melting Jolly Ranchers, putting it in there, then dumping syrup in there.
You drink a can full of Gay Cowboys?
No.
Jolly Ranchers?
Oh. I get it. I mean,
sorry.
I would.
So, Dylan, what's your topic?
Paranormal stuff.
That's not a topic.
I mean, that's a topic. Like, what type of paranormal stuff, though?
I don't know what y'all's...
It's all fake. People are a bunch of idiots.
That's what you think?
No.
No, I've been listening to, like, podcasts for, like, the past...
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. How do you know?
Prove it.
Prove it. Fine, I'll get my phone right here.
Show me the listen data. Anyways, yeah, like, what aspect of... Because there's, like... A lot of paranormal, like crypto, like Bigfoot, Nessie.
See, I've been listening
like
to
demons, ghosts,
demons, and all that other crap.
Listening to demons, like, well, Dylan.
Watchers.
Shut up.
Dylan. He just said he's been listening to demons.
I mean,
whoa,
you know,
wait a minute.
Now,
are you talking about like the paranormal as far as like how do you escape the paranormal demon you just made a pact with?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dylan, don't listen to the demons, man.
Yeah, we can do my reverse, whatever it was. My reverse.
Yeah, if the thought pops in your head and it's like, probably not, no, don't.
That thought pops in my head without seeing demons, so.
Yeah, but if it's not in your voice.
It's like,
if you picture yourself, if you picture yourself doing it, it's one thing, but if you picture yourself doing it while this weird entity, you know, cheers you on, it's like, come on, get him.
Like Ryuk or something.
Oh, pineapple, freaking apple pin.
Scorpion. Hello. Get over here.
That was one of the dumbest characters.
Who? Scorpion?
Scorpion.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of
like
to.
Like, I love playing him because you could just freaking mess somebody up.
My favorite is Noob Saibot, I think that's his name.
I've never played much Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I like that guy. I think it's just Noob.
But anyways, on your paranormal stuff.
Yes. It's actually two. So, dolls and what was the second one? I think, black-eyed children. I wonder if y'all like, I just want to know like what y'all stand.
What's your problem with black?
Not black children, black-eyed children. Big difference.
Okay, what does that say?
Black-eyed children is a huge phenomenon, like, worldwide.
Karen.
Because I'm reading carnitine.
Creatine.
That's not creatine. Doesn't creatine start with a K?
Carotene?
Here, let me see.
Karen.
It says L-carnitine.
Carnitine?
Yeah,
carnitine.
Yeah.
I was pronouncing carnitine.
You had it right. I'm really
carnitine?
Surprised, but you had it right.
Me too.
I want to know what carnitine is.
I don't
is
know
now.
What carnitine is.
Okay.
Keep
Google.
Explaining.
Google, you'll have to cut your mic up a little too when you go to answer. But anyways, like haunted dolls?
Well, I want to know, there's like a bunch of like videos and people's stories. Like, we have my dolls haunted. I just want, like, you know, your stance.
Okay, well, look behind you.
I'm not. I know what's behind.
Okay, look up there.
There's
I know
Lucy.
What's up there too.
Okay,
we need to hang Lucy. We need to get a camera that just is a shot of Lucy.
We should just have Lucy like
hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a clown doll up there. Two. Are all of them up there?
No.
Yeah, there's
Chester,
two up there.
Chester stays in the bedroom.
Chester can suck a big fat.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What you got?
It is the chemical that is made in the human brain, liver, and kidneys. It helps the body turn fat into energy. L-carnitine is important for heart.
An energy drink being important for your heart.
Yeah, important for hummingbird mode.
Heart and brain function, muscle movement, and many other body processes.
Oh, many other body processes.
Heck so,
yeah. But anyways,
must suck.
Yeah, it does.
See, like yours has a like a theme song. And so does this one, but Nas doesn't have one.
Theme song?
Yeah.
I thought it was a theme song.
It's like a hype up, you know? Like, we're always drinking.
You mean like a motto?
Yeah, your freaking thing's bent, bro.
What's monsters?
Like, you have to read that and just be super hyper about it.
You
like,
read it now?
We're always.
Now I feel like you gotta do this one like this. We're always dreaming up new things at Monster.
You're gay.
Shut the freak up.
That is the gayest drink ever.
No.
Dad's is
gay
pretty
beer
cool. That one's
the gayest drink ever.
Gay beer?
It's actually a company. They're all about promoting like conversations.
Yeah, like what's a better way to start a conversation than why are you drinking gay beer?
Like literally it says gay beer on the can. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And according to one YouTube dude I watched, like it was a really good beer, but I mean like
it's called gay beer. Okay, wait. Black-eyed children?
Yes.
What's that?
You don't remember? I thought they were. I know they're mentioned a lot in like Scared to Death and like a bunch of other.
You think I'm listening whenever he puts on those stories?
He doesn't listen to anything.
I'm just.
He zones out. And he's
I'm
like, look
sleeping.
At me. I'm out. Cool.
The one that got made me think of it was there's a new one I found called Graveyard Tales. Great people.
Yeah, I've listened to some of that. But like the black-eyed children, the haunted dolls, black-eyed children, all of it. I don't believe that in most circumstances a person's spirit actually comes back. I think that demons and other spirits mimic and mess with people. And so I think like all of your blackout children instances, all of your haunted doll instances, I think most of your like seeing your loved one instances, I think most of that, not all of it, but I think most of it is demons messing with people for the purpose.
I don't really get the seeing. I don't know, because like I explained to Dylan, there's like this little like short person I used to see a lot, like this tall, and like it's like they're like this tall judging from table height, but it's like they could be like taller, but they're crouched down like knees to chest.
Have you ever seen one stand up about 3 foot tall?
No,
that's the little people.
Yeah, but no, you've talked about it, but it was at church.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Big, wide, open field, through the fields?
No, in the building.
Oh, I could see that.
And it would just be, like, beside me randomly. And, like, when we played hide and seek over there, I remember one time it like really freaked me out. Is like I was hiding behind something. And I looked beside me and it's just there. And Dylan was like, "You didn't scream? You didn't?" I'm like, "No."
Like if you
acknowledge it, no.
Yeah, if you've experienced it most of your life, you get kind of used to it.
It's like I don't really see much things anymore, but like really used to see that little one a lot, mainly at church.
Surprising the amount of stuff you actually see at churches. But it's kind of smart, you know, like if you got one group that could mess up your agenda, why not attack that one group?
So where did this paranormal stuff come from, Dylan?
Oh, Graveyard Tales. Great podcast. I like them. Two dudes. Pretty much.
Two dudes?
Yep.
Not like two girls, one cup? Yep. You've been working at a factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad times. Don't even ask, Mama.
Hey, what is she? No, I know what it is. I've watched the Joe Rogan podcast, and then I learned the hard way.
Oh goodness gracious! What, like she's getting ready to like completely?
What is she?
What
doing?
She just threw the opening in there? Like what's going on here? Our producer's going crazy.
Mom doesn't know what that is?
No.
Okay, good.
We keep your mama
good.
Sheltered.
Nobody should
she
know
doesn't
what that is.
She doesn't need that.
No
stuff.
One should.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I have to ever see that.
No, not at all. There's a lot of stuff on the internet that no one should have to see. But I think when the internet first started, the concept of permanence... What's wasn't really mean? In people's minds.
What is permanence?
Permanence, like the absoluteness of putting something on the internet.
Oh yeah,
like if you put it on YouTube,
you did not know that.
It stays on YouTube. It's like you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you put on the internet doesn't leave the internet. And like that idea wasn't, and like you're also like when the internet first started, and like even the first like really. Getting big early 2000s, there's a lot of people that just didn't realize how permanent it was going to be, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a lot of, like, there's a big thing going around now. And, like, I understand where these girls are coming from. But I also...
What?
I'll explain in a second. I understand, like, where these girls are coming from with their mentality and what they're trying to do. But I also understand that what they're trying to do is an impossibility. There are several porn stars who were very prominent and famous who have, one of them's actually become a Christian, gave her life to Christ, met a guy, got married, like they have kids.
I think I might know the one you're talking
and like
about.
She is a, what's her name?
Has she been on many podcasts?
I don't know. There it was one. On the, it, she, her name was in the article, but I can't remember.
There's
name.
One that's been on a lot of podcasts that I've seen about her turning her life around.
I don't know about it. Might be the same one, but like this one in particular, is advocating for getting all her videos removed. One a few years back that committed suicide. Younger, I don't think she was over 30, if I remember right. But like her family was advocating and trying to get all of her content removed.
Yeah.
And but like the problem is when you go in like production with these companies, but not only just production with these companies, like you've got your stuff, it is available on the internet, which means if anybody's downloaded it anywhere, even if you delete it off all of the servers and websites, and like people are still going to have access to it.
Yeah.
And especially like for and like I feel bad for them because like you know, I think the one I was talking about it was talking about her being a very prominent,
yeah,
like very well known. And so, like, if you're that well-known, you've spent so much time trying to get this notoriety, and now that you've achieved it, you don't want it anymore. And so, like, it's a very hard thing to pull back in.
Well, I mean, You went and had sex all over the internet. I mean, like, what is there? I mean, it's once that's something Mr. Josh always talks about is like once something's out there, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't think they necessarily they understand, but I don't think they grasp the permanence of it because it's very hard to look to the future and to think, is future me going to be ashamed of present me?
Yeah.
Or is future me going to regret this action? And like, that's not something, and especially for like the porn industry, a lot of these young women get into it at, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And a lot of times by that point, they're already so sexualized through society. Like they don't get into porn because they're like, oh, I'm gonna get into porn one day. Usually like you've lived a life that has hypersexualized you already, but you get into it at 18, 19, 20, and like that's during the years where you're like, if you're really going to be serious about it, you're building this career and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's also during a period of your time where ambition can zero out logic and understanding of future consequences.
Yeah.
Because like you drop, like, I mean, I'll be honest, if I was a, beautiful young 18-year-old girl that liked having sex, or that didn't even like having sex, and they're like, hey, I can get you $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll get banged on camera for 2 or 3 years, invest my money, and retire.
Yeah.
So, but, like, that's not the mentality. A lot of them don't have that, hey, I'm going to sacrifice this, put this money back, and then have something to show. A lot of them have big houses and cars, and they've flown it. But that's the whole young lifestyle period,
What is the quote? You either overlive or something your 20 teens, and I can't remember. I feel like I've sent you a video. It's like you either
that's our Google expert.
worked your teens away or something, and are now a successful 30-year-old, or you
overlived your teens and 20s, and now you're nothing.
Yeah. You're basically a factory worker.
And there's people that's done both. And the big issue with society nowadays is like the economy and the way things have been going for so long. There's so many people that think about the American dream. They go work at the factory, put in your 20 or 30, retire.
That's an American dream.
Well, as far as financial, financial freedom, or even starting a business, getting to the point where you have a business, you have plenty of money. Like the American dream has really went out the window because people are looking at like economic boom times. Like in the 80s, like the interest rates, I think, were 18-19%.
Yeah.
And that was a good interest rate. But people could pay it because that's how much people were making good money. Everything was flowing. The economy was clicking along and booming. Now, you can't afford anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we've owned our house for 20 years. According to the market value, that my house is now worth, I think, like a couple thousand% more than what it was before. It's not worth that much more.
Yeah.
No. My dollar's just worth that much friggin' less. And, like, inflation's gone up, but wages haven't.
I think that they did something with the power. Because ours was more expensive, and Adam's down the road was way more expensive.
They enacted that peak. It's like a peak hours thing.
Yeah.
To where like if you're using like they charge you a premium for using like peak hours. And the sad part is as high as our electric bill is, the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Association, has one of has one of the best priced energy rates in the country.
Yeah.
And ours is high. Because, like, I talk to people, and I'll be like, I had a $600 electric bill. And they're like, oh, that's it? I'm like, wait a minute. How do you afford $1,200 a month for electricity?
You have to get paid that much. I mean.
And that's the thing, too. People don't look at, like, they'll look at a place, like, and they'll be like, well, I mean, heck, they make $45 an hour at a factory down there. And I'm like, yeah, but the cost of living, that's like making $10 an hour here. And then there's areas that are other, the other way around.
Well, that's people who come from California, and they'll buy houses for
retarded prices.
$500,000, $700,000, not even look at it.
Uh-huh.
That's what your cousin was talking about one down the road.
They'll buy $2 or $3 million houses.
Your cousin was talking about one down the road that somebody bought, didn't even look at it. He went in there. All the flooring is doing this. Everything's jacked up. They spent $700,000, didn't even come and look at it from California.
And that's because they're selling these little shacks for $2 or $3 million.
Yeah.
And then they come here. And when all this started a couple decades ago, like the mass influx towards like the Middle Tennessee area, I think what started it off a lot as far as the inflation of price values that is not warranted is you had a person come over here from California. Yes, they had a 1,200 square foot little ranch home on a third of an acre, and they got $4 million for it. Okay, so they move here. They see 20 acres, 1,200 square foot house and a shop. It's worth 500, you know, if that. I wouldn't even, it's like real value dollars, I'd say 250, 300. But like, let's say it's worth $500,000. Well, that real estate agent said, well, that's a $1.5 million house. And that person from California just said, I get all that for $1.5 million? This is what I had. It was $4 million over there. And so they buy it and they're happy as pie, but they don't realize it doesn't matter how happy you are, you still got shafted. And then that starts resetting the market everywhere. And then it just continues.
That's like that house down the road that, what was it? Not even an acre. The one right at the corner.
Oh, it's like,
it's not even an acre, is it?
I think it's like 0.25 or 2.4 of an acre or something.
And it's a little brick house. It's a nice house. I mean, it's not in terrible condition, but $200,000? Nah.
That was what they bought it for before they remodeled it and resold it.
I know.
Yeah, that was in the non-remodeled condition. $222,000-something. And then they turned around, I think they got like $380,000 out of it.
How much did y'all pay for yours? Because it was just acreage, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Aaron's paid like $1 million maybe.
How much is it? It's what, 120 acres?
I think close to 120. Yeah. It's pretty close.
That's crazy. Nothing on it? Because it didn't even have the driveway, did it? You and Aaron had to put that in.
Ever feel like planning a trip is almost as fun as taking it? Hotel comparisons, restaurant reservations, a perfectly timed itinerary. What if your love of planning travel could actually become a source of income? As a Fora advisor, it can. Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan travel and help others travel well. With best-in-class training, powerful booking tech, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider knowledge, you can confidently build your own travel business on your terms, from anywhere. Every hotel, cruise, and experience you book earns you commission. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred travel partners from iconic brands to boutique gems, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout. The kind of elevated travel experiences most travelers never get. Now's the time to turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling business with Fora. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/advisor. That's foratravel.com/advisor.
Well, they had a dirt driveway, but like you didn't.
Y'all had to like form it more, didn't you?
Yeah, but at least it's some acreage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I grew up on a 660 acre farm, you know, but like that's when land was $500 an acre.
Yeah. Wish well, I mean, even what we paid for this in what, 2003?
Yeah. Is nothing.
Yeah. And Paw paid half of it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're cheap compared to now.
But see, I don't even do that. I do the total price of what was paid for it, and it's still nothing compared to what they say it's worth now.
Oh, it's, I mean, even their house is probably worth more than ours. Bigger shop. That little shed and it's all cleared. People like that for some reason.
Yeah, I don't understand why people like I like some land.
But like everything but is like, cleared. Yeah,
everything cleared. That's why I said I wouldn't mind. I think I am going to call that number and see if the guy wants to come cut all our cedar.
Yeah.
Because he could leave all our hardwood and cut every bit of the cedar and that would open our forest up for us. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
But like it would do the trick. Now, you've been listening to the Black Eyed Children's Tour.
Dylan was in the way.
What are you going to do when you go home?
If I go home tonight and there's a black-eyed kid.
He's leaving.
I'm leaving. I'm going for a drive.
No, you're already in the house. They're going to knock on the door.
you're going to open the door, and they're going to say, can I come in? All can right. I use your phone?
Excuse what I'm about to do. I'm going to pull one of these. Get the freak away from me. One of these.
This is when he shoots a kid, and it just so happens to be that it was just dark.
Don's going
to
be one of these.
Yeah. You never know. Sometimes you just got to shoot a zombie goat. You know?
Fastest record of a 1911 emptying world record.
Yeah.
Freaking.
Hey, I will be this.
Into some poor kid.
Hey. No.
That broke down on the side of the road.
Okay, don't but like, okay, here's night. What I'm saying. All the houses around Dillon. Last one I'm going to is theirs.
That's true. If there's a kid coming up my driveway, like, walking in the dark, no lights, and they're like, oh, look.
They're lost, Dylan.
Okay, there's two houses.
Just because there's 40 of them, their eyes are black, and they speak in unison doesn't mean they don't need help. Nope.
You can see my grandpa's house light up from the hill.
It's, yeah.
You can see that. And then you're like, oh, wait, once you get to it, there's a house closer. It's not up a hill I have to walk up. Then you go to that house. They're perfectly fine. They might not be there now, but they're perfectly fine.
I would not. Don't go to Michael's.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there either.
Yeah, but it's a lost kid. They don't know what you're doing.
Why would you walk up a scary looking driveway?
Yeah, Dylan's driveway is like a mountain.
You didn't know me as a kid. I was retarded.
I would probably shoot you if you came up my driveway in the middle of the night after talking about black-eyed children.
I think that's funny too. Like, you watch people, they'll listen to this stuff. And they'll.
Nobody's listening to this.
Oh,
a
dog will come out of the woods.
Yours?
What? How did he get out?
He'll be all right. You can give him a bath later. But anyways, yeah, people listen to the black-eyed children. They listen to the scary stuff, and then they start getting scared.
Like,
give me two.
I'll watch like documentaries on YouTube about serial killers, and I'll give myself the heebie-jeebies. I mean, once I go to sleep, I'm fine. I don't even care.
But that's something I should have asked. You know,
windows wide open. If I have a blanket on, I'm not scared.
Well, you know, that's the classic child. Like, if I have this sheet in between me and the demons of hell that are after me, it is okay because this sheet is blessed by Christ Himself.
Like, probably not.
But like, you know, you get all tripped out and spooked out. But like, I know a lot of females, a whole lot of females that will watch the worst of the worst true crime. And I mean like some jacked up Sons of Guns. That cutting people up left and right. Like that whole.
Literally my entire family.
That short a while back where it's like, you know, her arms are cut off. Her head is cut. Like, and not blink an eye. I put on one scary show, like actually supernatural horror. And she's like,
That's how all mom's family is, though.
Yeah, but like the supernatural side of the world, unless you invite it in or directly interact with it on purpose, or God has a purpose for you, or there could be situations where, you know, something is after
it's
you because of bloodline.
Into the human psyche, like, and just humans in general.
For the.
It's fascinating about the true crime.
Yeah, but see, that's what's fascinating about horror, too. Horror deals with the human psyche and condition and emotions and, like, the worst parts of society in such a beautiful manner.
Yeah, but...
And the people you're watching actually did this crap.
Yeah, but I like the ones where they're caught already.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Change the camera. You can't even see them.
That's perfectly fine.
It's because he's got that camouflage hat on.
Because I was mad at him for whatever.
Oh.
What did I do?
Killing the babies?
No.
No, not babies. That. Children, don't kill babies.
Don't do either.
That was before that. It's been like that for a minute.
I don't know why they put that stupid camera there. What in the world is that?
I put it there just so that I could get a close-up of Malachi.
Wait, I just want to know why people are mad at me.
Dylan, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're ready for marriage. You didn't even argue. You just straight up, I'm sorry. Yeah, find you a girl. Girls, here he is.
Don't.
Young ladies.
This is.
Grown women, because he is a grown up.
Yeah, he'll be 21.
Dylan
on
_5931. That's my.
What's that, your Instagram?
Oh, snap. Make sure you put that in the comments right down there so we can be like, yeah. What?
I mean, me and him have a bet. So maybe he can beat the bet before he's 25. Hey.
Yeah, she has to be real. She can't.
I'm sorry. What did I just hear?
I got close. I didn't talk, but I got. It was there.
You didn't talk?
No, why don't I talk to a female?
You have three sisters. How do you not know how to talk to a woman?
They're scary.
You didn't talk?
Well, I talked to her. I was like, hey.
You didn't get close.
Can I get what I asked for?
You're like, yo, girl, give me them digits.
No, he was like, can I have a Pepsi, please, waitress?
Yeah, I'm like, Dylan, or you can be like Brandon. Hear me out, guys. The waitress asked me what I wanted to order. She has a thing for me, and it's like, Brandon.
What was that stupid thing he said?
She said goodbye or something.
Oh, yeah, she said goodbye.
it's like, bro, you have no chance.
Oh, no, his friend's sister. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah.
What'd she do or say? I can't remember.
Goodbye. That's literally that what he said. He was like, hear me out, guys. She said goodbye.
Hey, there are some guys that are like way fired up.
No, we were at Shovels Pizza, not waitress.
Hitting on Dylan.
Yeah, and he would. I was like, ask for a number.
He's oblivious, isn't he?
No, he's a scaredy cat.
No, he wasn't into me.
I said, Dylan, how do you know if you don't shoot, man?
Could be a baby. You miss every shot you do not take.
Yes.
And you miss every shot you take, too. But, hey, it works the same way.
Yeah, but see, like, there's that minuscule chance of success if you at least take it.
Exactly.
Like, I would have never got your mama if God hadn't made her for me and then gave me dreams of her.
We're not talking about this again.
Yeah.
Well, we have, like, two or three episodes, like, where we talk about your cheat codes. So we're not going to talk about this again.
Yeah.
We're not starting this.
But time. I am going to beat you over the head with it until you find a woman.
That's messed up, bro. I can't dream about a girl. I don't even dream barely anymore.
Well, do you think about one? What are you looking for? What's your characteristics? You'd say, my wife, what do I want?
A woman.
That's a very low bar.
Yeah, but that's a good bar.
That's a great because, bar.
I mean, I said wife.
Like, okay, look, what's the one thing their generation has to worry if something about sticks and girls?
I know what he's talking about. I don't know the saying either.
It says something about your generation having to worry about girls.
Yeah, your generation has to worry about, like, girls being... I forget what it was. All I know is that our generation has to worry about if it is a girl.
Yeah. Girls having sticks.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
It's not mine either.
Crocodile Dundee had it going on.
What?
If it's got boulders... It's a guy. But, I mean, the problem...
That's a fair point.
Like, for you guys, too, is, like, there's... I don't know. Y'all's generation, some of them are so awesome.
I think
it's this way in every generation. But, like, some of y'all's generation are some awesome dudes and girls.
Yeah, but most...
And then some of them are just... Yeah. And your issue, too, is... You have four sisters. So, like, you're looking for a girl that is unique and not like any of your sisters. But your sisters run the gamut of personalities.
The way I would explain it is I feel like when you find the one, I want to think, man, I've never met anyone that even comes.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
It's close to the way you're acting right now. Like, never, beauty-wise, like, just personality, just never met anyone.
Otherwise, this amazing. Your jaw hits the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I hope, man.
The problem is, though, see, you want it to happen, and you just said personality first, the way you're acting. Mm-hmm. But, like...
But also, if you're a hippo, it's a no-go, man.
Like our little buddy Hunter. No, looks are important. If you don't want to do things with it physically, you probably shouldn't marry it. So, like,
agreed.
Looks are important. Like, when your mama first...
Did you see the look? I just see
it. When your mama first heard me... The thought in her head was what?
She's not gonna say it.
I believe it was, who's that loudmouth asshole?
No, I bleeped it out in my head.
Yeah, she even bleeps it out in her head. What a innocent little woman. I love my wife. But anyways, you know, her thought was, who's this loudmouth a-hole when she heard me? And then she turned around and looked at me and thought thoughts that she doesn't want me to say on air or her cheeks would get red. But like she was attracted to me physically and it made up for my atrocious personality.
Well, that's the, like, you can't go, oh, personality over looks, because if you're not attracted to somebody, it doesn't matter how good their personality is.
Yeah. Yeah. The initial attraction, 100% of the time, most time, you know, not always, is pretty much physical appearance. Like, if you're not attracted to them physically, most of the time you don't even approach them to find out their personality. And then you got guys like our buddy from, you know, Congress.
Hunter?
Yeah. Like, that's like Pepe Le Pew.
This guy's like, can I get your Facebook? Because he doesn't have a number. Like, that's how bad he is. He's retarded. He's an interesting guy.
He's one of those that, like, physical appearance. And it doesn't have to be a specific physical appearance. The female physical appearance is on it. But he genuinely, like, talking to him, he wants a girl.
But he should learn to settle down in one girl.
Well, 50. You know, well, he hasn't had one give him a chance to, you know, talk to him.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. I like the kid, you know, but like he's wound up. And you can tell, like, when you're around a bunch of teenage kids, like, you know, you can watch the guys and tell which ones are more, you know, hey, I'm looking for a specific set of, this is what I want, a wife or a girlfriend, or, you know. And then you got the guys who are just like, I just want a female.
Yeah, no. I've been around too many females. I think, well, I mean, good
you,
for a
you
while.
Have four sisters. Like, it's,
I always just tell people when they're like, oh, you don't have, I'm just like, I'm too young.
Same.
Oh, come on, you slacker.
You're 20.
You gonna be 21 next week?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Next week.
I had. Oh, your mama would kill me. How dare you encourage my boy to have babies? And then she'd be like, "Thank you for encouraging my boy to have babies. I need grandbabies."
Eventually, yeah, she will be. She's told me she's ready for more grandbabies, for kids. I'm like, stop.
I'm ready.
Look,
for grandbabies.
Here's the problem. Maybe. Worry about the twins for right now.
That's what I said. I was like, look, you have two little girls.
They need to be beat enough right now.
Oh, come on. Them adorable little girls.
That's what I tell her. I'm like, you're in that grandma stage, aren't you? When she's like handling the twins. And she's like, yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, look at the gap between them.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, because she doesn't get mad when you come out there with the belt and start yelling at them.
No, she really don't.
Because she knows they need it, but she doesn't want to do it.
Well, that's why I'm actually, like, everybody's like, you had kids so young, that blah, 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 you know. I was young enough to have the energy to discipline my kids. And I think a lot of the reason parents don't discipline their kids is not because they don't want to. It's because they're just too tired to. They're too worn out. They're, you know, their body hurts too much. And, like, to discipline and raise a kid and actually train them takes a whole lot of effort. Because, you know, like, for instance, me as a kid, if you wasn't paying attention to me, I was messing something up. Like, serious messing something up. Lighting fires, like, getting in fights. Like, I was an idiot.
I mean, I was lighting fires, but not getting in fights.
And sadly. I was encouraging you, though. I was teaching you how to do it right.
Other than,
like,
the
go
one
get
time
more
I,
gas.
Other than the one time I dumped gas all over Leafs in the woods and never told you.
Yeah, I know.
Now?
No,
we told me about it before. Yeah, me and my neighbor, and we were like, we got to get this fire going. We were, I don't know, we had cinder blocks in a circle. We were just throwing sticks and all. We were lighting a fire, and my neighbor goes, whoosh, lights the whole bucket, whoosh, pile of leaves, flames everywhere. And we're just sitting there with, like, luckily we had, like, a bunch of random crap. We just had, like, buckets laying around full of water from rain. We just dumped it out, but it was like, we were all like, we can't tell Dad. This is a secret. Take it to our grave. Like, we were so worried. Allie, especially, like, when anything goes wrong, she's like, Don't tell Dad.
I still don't understand why all of you have always been so nervous to ask me or tell me stuff. Like, I am one of the most laid-back people.
Did you hear what this guy said?
He's laid back in chaos.
Yeah.
That's like the truck lit on fire today. I didn't know where the fire extinguisher was. I just stood there.
Yeah. Okay. But how many vehicles have you seen light on fire?
Like one? I don't know. Like actually lit on fire two since today.
What yeah. truck lit on fire?
I was working at home. So. Oh.
Yeah.
So we ordered the parts. Guy pulls up the driveway to drop it off after he had already came. And Adam said, I'm ordering the parts. Bring the truck back when you're done. Comes up. Idler fully locks up, lights the truck on fire, burns the air intake, all the people. So,
yeah.
Now we got to order. Now he's got to get the air intake too.
Turns a small problem into a big problem real quick.
Yeah, because they don't tell them that it's breaking. He's like, I'm your mechanic. Just tell me and I'll fix it before the problem even starts. And they're like, nah, we'll tell you when it's on fire.
Yeah, and that causes more problems.
Yeah.
But like for me... Yes, I'm high strung, but at the same time, the crazier the situation you approach me with, usually the calmer I am.
You tend to just ignore a lot, though.
Angel came to me one time and woke me up in the middle of a nap and said, the kitchen is on fire. And I said, okay, darling, I'll be there in a minute. And I got up, I put my shoes on, walked in the kitchen. Fire was already out because it was just a little grease fire in a pan. Of course, Angel could light a pot of noodles on fire because she has done it. So, like, bacon. Now, you want some zucchini bread or some banana bread? That gal can throw down. If you're looking for a wife that will make you look like the gingerbread man because you are so huge, marry her. But if you want one that can cook anything but bread, don't marry her.
You're not marrying Angel. I don't know what he's yapping about.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, you don't like my daughter?
She's mean.
We're not talking about Tess. We're talking about Angel.
Talk about Angel. She's mean to me.
She's mean to you because you was dating her little sister.
See, yeah, fair. That would just be...
Hey, my sister used to date brothers. She dated like 4 out of 5 brothers one time. Not at the same time.
Oh. That's what I got from her.
No, like she dated one and they broke up, and then she dated another one and they broke up, and she dated another one and they broke up, and she dated another one, and she never went for the youngest one. I actually think there was like 7 of them. There was a bunch of them fools, but like good dudes. But like my sister had commitment issues.
What the heck was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's because you're drinking a nasty monster. Yeah. Your wrist started like getting weak. Couldn't hold it up.
Because you're becoming a white claw. You're losing all your muscle drinking that.
Gonna get you a white claw.
I don't know what that is.
White girl drink. You'll learn.
No, I won't.
Yeah. You're gonna be getting some pumpkin spice. He's gonna be like, I can smell the fall coming.
I mean, I like some white girl drinks, but only white girl coffee drinks.
Not pumpkin spice, though.
Pumpkin spices now.
Like, you can give me some, like, vanilla creamer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Or, like, French vanilla or something like that. But, like, all that pumpkin spice and that weird, like, mocha latte double shot of waka or whatever. It's like, nah, I don't need all that.
What?
What did you say?
I said a bunch of crap. Because, like, you okay.
Dylan, why you keep checking
She
your
pulls
phone?
Up to the coffee shop. He's waiting for that girl to text him.
You got holes?
It's my mom.
It's a girl.
But it's my mom.
Your mom called you.
I know.
Yeah, but like your mama pulls up to the coffee shop and she's like, well, I need a double espresso cappa mocha waka with a chocolate sugar free pump pump. And it's like, I don't know what all that means.
That is my exact
mom,
order.
My you mom orders listen. A white chocolate mocha and that's all she orders.
Yeah, I like white
and
chocolate.
That's pretty good.
Your mama's like not a white girl.
Well, she is.
No, she redneck.
Mm.
She like me. She's redneck.
She's like a redneck.
It's like we're
like
almost a complete human, but we're not quite enough.
Black girl. She was raised in the hood.
Me, yeah. That's redneck. It's same thing. It's okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Close enough.
There's two hoods, okay? There's the hood, like inner city hood, and then there's what people call a boondocks, a sticks, mm-hmm. But that's just the country hood.
same things go on. It's just less people in the country hood.
Exactly. Like all the murders that happen around here.
Yeah. Nobody hears about them. Who cares?
Exactly.
Nobody.
As long as the person killed is somebody nobody cared about anyways, you know, people don't use it.
Like, there's always these things, and it's like, oh, justice for this person who died or something. And it's like, they were shooting up together, and he got killed. There's no justice for him. It's what happened.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs with people now, you don't like.
Now, when you have people that got, like, murdered for no reason or something, yeah. Like, I understand that. But when it's like, well, it's like a... Just talking about the other week about, you know, Narcan and everybody.
Yeah.
Like, once or twice a day. That's all you get. How about once or twice a month?
Be fun.
Yeah. I think the reason we have so many addicts is because we've been saving so many addicts. And don't get me wrong. I hope anybody that is an addict has the chance to recover. I hope their family recovers. I hope they can heal any relationships. I hope that they can heal themselves. Yeah. Addiction is a terrible thing. But our society, and I'm hoping this is changing, our society's policies have went so far away from helping someone towards enabling someone. Like, there are aspects that are getting better, like the mental health focus, because, like, an addiction comes from some other problem.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of things that have been shifting towards the correct focus. Like, let's quit focusing on the addiction, and let's figure out why they need this escape.
Yeah.
But then on the other instance, there's a lot of stuff that is going towards not actually acknowledging that it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain groups and advocates that are just pushing for, like, you know, give anything they want. It's like, you know, there's a certain extent of, like, you have to still be a taboo. Yes, I can support you. I can help you. I can try to, you know, let you heal. But I'm not going to give you needles. I'm not going to give you drugs.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Suboxone or something like that, the ones they put on people, like, you know, heroin addicts. Suboxone is like a synthetic heroin that does not have the high. And so they use it to wean your body off of it. I've known several people that they've had to be on that to, like, that's a drug, but it's used to wean yourself off of the heroin because your body gets physically dependent on it.
After so long, you just, I don't think people even try to get clean anymore. They don't.
Sometimes, I think you're right.
I think I mean, because after, 5 years on that stuff, I mean, your brain's not right anymore.
I've known people that's been 15, 20 years. And I think it's
guess it depends on the drug you do, too.
I think it's the drug, and I think it's the person's physicality.
Yeah.
Because everybody's different. Like, drugs affect people differently. I've known people that drank like sailors their whole life and had long, healthy lives. And then I've known people that drank like sailors that their liver rotted in a, you know, 10 years. So, like, I think a lot of it has to do with your genetics and your body. But at the same time, it's like there's a lot of going on.
Yeah.
You all right there?
Old.
You're old?
Shut the freak up.
You're the youngest guy in the room and you're old? I know how you feel.
Yep.
I'm the oldest guy in the room and I'm old.
The second oldest guy in the room.
No, you're not. The second oldest.
Second oldest
you know,
guy.
You know what's cool, though? What? We're the three young guys in the room. What? Got my cougar wife over there. She'll be robbing that cradle all day long.
It's like
I am exactly 11 months older.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, 11 months. Hey, you were 18. I was 17.
Already married at 17 and 16.
Yeah, she was my legal guardian. I had to sign my permission slips.
Oh, I have permission slips.
Nowhere ask, like, when you go to a rated R movie, they're not like,
no, they 18. Back then they did. Yeah.
I've never heard them ask.
You want to hear something funny?
What?
There's a chicken in my fridge at the house.
Like a live chicken?
I don't know. That's why I just asked.
What do you mean? Wait, okay, hang on.
What?
Read the text.
She asked me where I was. I said Malachi's. And then she said, okay, there will be chicken in the fridge. I don't know if she means food.
Yes.
Yes, yes. She said chicken.
Well, see, you know,
if
earlier.
She said a chicken in the fridge.
Well, see, earlier we were talking because I called her after work. She was like, hey, don't mind the dead chicken on the porch. Well, on the table, I mean. So I was like, all right, why is there a dead chicken on the table?
Now it's in the fridge.
Yeah, so that's what I was.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's in the fridge now.
She's just telling you don't open the fridge and freak out because there's a dead chicken in there.
It's in an M&M jar, but still.
You're used to the dead bodies, but the dead chicken might throw you off.
That,
you know?
Dead chicken might just throw me off. Be a little bit weird.
I've known some people that, like, violent, just, like, ruthless people. Mess a dude up in a heartbeat. Cry over hitting a bunny. And it's like, dude, you were just bragging about cutting a dude's chest up and, like, watching him bleed out before the ambulance got there. But you run over a bunny?
I'm a type of guy to dive bomb an armadillo.
And get leprosy?
I've done that at Angels.
You going to check a chicken for salmonella?
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm just in the car with Angels.
Oh, yeah, with an armadillo? Now, hey, you hit one on a motorcycle, you'll jump.
Well,
you might die.
Why would you do that on a motorcycle?
Sometimes you don't have a chance. I hit one. Actually, we both hit one. My buddy John hit one. And as soon as he hit his and jumped his, he looked back at me. And, of course, I was paying attention to him. And I had just enough time to look down. And there was a second one coming across the road. So we hit one right after the other. And they're like hitting rocks. But you got to pull your front end up. And like, yeah.
I hate armadillos.
Dylan would die.
Had a buddy of mine hit a turkey. Tore his motorcycle all to pieces. Had another buddy of mine bring me pictures. I wasn't with them this time, but they were out on some big rally somewhere. And a buddy hit a deer at 90. But he was going so fast that it just sliced the deer in two and just carnage ensued. But when he's got a picture, because the guy didn't move. Like they're like, we don't know if he's injured or not, but like they're trying to get traffic and, you know, they're calling police and everything, and somebody's snapping some pictures. And he's just sitting in the road. Like he's still sitting on his bike. Just covered in guts and blood and gore. And, like, he had some road rash from where he hit the ground and everything, but, like, it hit the deer and it slowed him down just enough to, like, he just come right off his bike and, you know, like I said, you know, tore his legs and stuff up, but no, like, serious injuries other than, like, the mental, you know. There's a difference between shooting a deer and, like, gutting and cleaning a deer and then, like, disintegrating a deer around you.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit, you know, eating a bowl of ramen is one thing. Taking a bath in a bowl of ramen is a completely different ick factor.
What?
Because ramen's disgusting anyways.
Why would you take a bath in
it? I don't know. There's some weird people out there. You guys watch anime.
Slime.
Nobody takes a bath in anime and ramen.
I'm just trying to make sure you're not watching the wrong anime.
What kind of anime is that?
Yeah, I've never seen an anime where they take a bath in ramen. You're watching the wrong anime.
You watching the wrong type of anime.
I've been around for a long time. Okay, anime in the 80s and early 90s was a whole lot different than the anime now.
This guy's seen two new gen animes. Vinland Saga and AOT.
Next is My Hero.
No.
Why not?
My Hero?
I've watched a lot of that.
I would
other...
say Black Clover, maybe. My Hero?
I've watched a little of Black
Clover.
Well,
you watch My Hero and you're like, man, this is such a good show. And then you look at the fandom and you're like, I can't tell people I watched this.
This is true.
Because, like, there's people who get on the internet after watching My Hero and then they, like, do the weird, like, they'll, like, get shirtless and start, like, talking about how they want to, like,
get all over to Todoroki or
whatever. Yeah, and it's like, whoa. What just happened? Like,
there's this one girl who's married to Todoroki.
He's kind of ugly, though.
There's also a chick that's married to a train. So, like, you know.
There's a guy who was in love with his car.
There's a lot of guys that are in love with their cars.
There's a new story on him. He died. She died. The car.
What?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. The guy that's in love with his car. The My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, My Strange Addictions. The he's car, like he they wrecked. The car died, and he's, like, in mourning.
He's retarded.
He's like,
if we get famous, my, like, bad, bro. But
I,
you're stupid.
I understand enjoying something.
Like, he would literally get on the ground and kick the nose of his car.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand enjoying something. That's not enjoying. But, like, if you've gone to the point to where, like, your significant other is an inanimate object.
You're a loser.
And, like, we're not even in the day of, like, animatronic AI that is actually, like, you know, close to sentient. Like, I can understand the Japanese guys or something. Like, goes to Korea. I think there's a little bit of an issue, you know, other parts of the world, but, like, might be an issue everywhere now. But, like, a few years back, the AI girlfriends.
Yeah.
like, you know, guys not even want to get out and date because they're getting all their emotional, you know, needs met by an AI girlfriend. But like, I can understand that to a certain extent, but like, I don't know. I can't be like, I'm going to like kiss my truck.
That's weird.
Like, I could really, I like my truck. Yeah, I'm not going to do like sexual things and claim to marry my truck. My truck can't make me babies. It can't put my socks on me. It can't make me meals. Can't bring me medicine when I'm sick. You know, like.
No.
Yeah, people are, you're just a loser at that point.
I think.
Or mentally retarded.
I think not two. Necessarily, you know, like there are some that are just losers. But I think there's a lot of them that just, they've lost all hope.
Yeah, but kissing a car, bro. Like, come on, man.
Well, there's definitely some wackadoodleness going on up in the you know, like the membranes in the brain. But like, other than that, I mean, everybody's weird.
There's weird, and then there's making out with a bumper weird.
I mean, there's people that screw trees.
Huh?
Deidrophilism or deidrophiliacs. There's people that are sexually attracted and have sex with trees.
Please stop teaching them new things.
Yeah. How do you?
Well, yeah. How? Why do you know this?
I have a lot of knowledge that I shouldn't have, and it's not. Here's what I want. It's not for bad reasons. It's
how?
Why and when?
No. I don't know. I don't want to know why, because we know people are retarded. How?
Oh. How do you have? How do you do that?
Yeah. How do you have sex with a tree?
Yeah.
Very carefully and slowly, I guess.
How?
Like, it would depend on the tree too. Like, what if it was that bombardier tree that like blows up and junk? Shoots like 100-mile-hour seed.
Bam.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. There's weird people everywhere.
Yeah, but what?
I couldn't.
I don't even like
a tree.
Yeah.
I'm still just wondering how.
Well, there's probably a tutorial somewhere.
For it, the male gender, how in the world do you get it on with a tree?
I don't.
Some people are really good at
That's got to be the only way.
Still wouldn't be no good.
It wouldn't, but what in the world?
Sandpaper? I don't know.
But I mean, it's the same as the people who like are necrophiliacs and like get off on dead people. It's like, you know, there's some weird fetishes. Everybody has a weird fetish. But like, there are some, because that's like people that say like, well, everybody has, you know, like something weird or a quirk or something odd about them. Not, you know, sexual, but just, you know, something odd about them. Yeah. Everybody's got something odd or something they're embarrassed about. But then there's some people that got something that they shouldn't even speak about or shouldn't have done in the first place.
Yeah.
This guy has a feet fetish.
No, I don't. No more.
I mean, there's some sexy feet out there.
Didn't you used to lick your
right over there
sibling's feet? I feel like someone told me that one time.
Lick? No.
That's when he was a child, though.
I feel like your mom told me that one time.
That's not like his fetish thing. It's just he was weird. He licked his own toes.
No, I bit my own toes.
He bit his own toes. So he's masochistic and he likes feet.
Okay.
I don't know what masochism.
You do know what
you like pain. Well, sadomasochism is inflicting pain, if I'm right. And then masochism is you
enjoy
pain.
Beat each other with grass.
That's true.
I enjoy, like, for some reason, like when you're getting pain, but then like you're whipping another person at the same time.
Yeah, but there's a
smile on your face.
Do you enjoy it? You're having fun. It's exciting and adventurous, or did your dick get hard?
Stop.
That's the difference.
No, like I need to know this right now.
Masochism is when you get sexually aroused.
Okay, what is it called if you just enjoy pain?
Idiocy.
I'm not masochistic.
We are not masochists.
I can't even say the word masochistic.
Masochistic.
Is that mastitistic?
So what's no masochist?
That's you enjoy pain being inflicted upon you. A sadomasochist is someone who enjoys inflicting pain on others. If I'm right. I think that is the way it goes. And your mama's not even going to look it up for us.
I don't want
sadomasochist in my search history. She said, I ain't looking up Gary Oldman.
Like whenever you like are playing with like really strong grass and you hit someone in the heat back and you're like, dang, that left a welt. and then you whack them back. It's fun.
That's adrenaline. That's fun. There's a big difference.
The same thing.
But then Dylan, being a crybaby, like, bro, it's just a vulva antenna, bro.
I'm not getting hit by that.
Dude, I used to beat the crap out of people with that thing.
I would have knocked him out after I would stop the pain, bro.
You would have never gotten surprised. Near me.
That thing, it will rip flesh open. If you whip it right, like, it will cut through clothes.
Second, I'm done with he my would have pain never
I found it on the side of the road.
I've literally beat you in a fight twice.
Don't matter.
And I was shorter than you at the time. Maybe you just suck.
This right hook.
Bam. You're going to like be one of those guys who reacts off emotion and just like throws the most cartoon punch ever. I'm just going to be like
one step back.
I'm pretty sure I found that thing when I was 14 or 15.
It's somewhere in here. It's out there over there. It's in here somewhere.
That stick has been in the past. I found it in a ditch while I was walking down the road, and I picked it up. I'm like, this is awesome. And then I hit one of my friends with it, and then I've kept it, and I've hit people with it ever since.
I found it in the back of the Nissan when we got the Nissan.
Yeah.
Given to us.
It's good. It's good for you to get whipped every now and then.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan got like a long piece of PVC and was spinning it around, so I couldn't get near
him. Mm. That's when you get a hammer on a rope.
No, that's when you just get whacked with it one good time, and then you just go over there and beat the crap out of it.
I have the footage somewhere. I don't know what hard drive it's on, but I need to find the footage of my buddy Chance when we talked him into letting us shoot Roman candles at him. And then, like, he's dodging, and he's dodging, and he's dodging, and then one hits, goes straight through the clothes, and just sticks to the flesh. Doesn't fall off, just sticks right in his side, and he's like whipping and screaming and hollering, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've shot Roman candles at each other, but we dodged.
Oh, he tried to dodge. We just got a lucky shot. That sucker curved and just hit right there in the rib cage. Just.
Well, how many of you were shooting at him?
Four.
Yeah, it was just me and Dylan shooting.
Oh, yeah, see, that's the problem. Another thing we used to do is we get the go-karts out, and then we would tape like the big packs of the missiles, mm-hmm. like all over the sides, and we would link like two or three packs at a time with the fuses, and then we would get out in the fields and have massive go-kart bottle rocket battles. So like you'd light them up and just be launching hundreds of rockets while just blasting through the field.
Mike, I have an idea.
We don't have go-karts.
We got dirt bikes though.
I don't have a dirt bike.
We used to do it on the dirt bikes. It's a lot. Out
there. They need to be fixed.
It's a whole lot. Hey, yeah. We got to talk to you about that afterwards.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, we had a lot of fun on. Like, I want some shifter carts.
I want those drifting carts. Have you seen those?
That's kind of what they are.
No, I don't know.
I would rather a shifting cart. You would probably rather it too.
Yeah, I want a couple drifter carts for us to just take scream down the road.
You put just slicks on those things, bro.
Yeah.
And you, are you wanting ones that you shift yourself, or you want that type, or what?
Uh-huh.
You'd like. Those things will slide.
You'll do 75, 80, 90 mile an hour.
And they just
and get there fast.
E-brake, everything. It's literally like a little drift car.
So they're road legal?
No.
No, absolutely.
But that doesn't mean nothing.
Well, if I had turning signals and all that.
No, it still wouldn't be road legal.
Freaking a foot now, off the...
Now, one of our next projects...
off the ground.
You got to get my truck back on the road first, and then we're tube framing. The Crown Vic. I'm tired of trying to sell it.
Dylan City Hawk.
Yeah, I'll be out.
So we're going to be hitting some back roads with it soon.
Just got to wait one Friday or Saturday or both.
You got to help me get that transmission in, man. I'm too weak.
When?
When this guy gets money.
Yeah, I got to order the clutch.
Hey, get your money up, not your funny up.
He's been dry.
What factory are you working at?
That's a saying.
That's a saying. I got that from a YouTube
video. Get your money up, not your funny up.
Get your money up, not your funny up, Dante.
But what if you're a comedian and your funny is your money?
Well,
you're not a comedian.
You're not a comedian. No offense, but.
No, I'm a buffoon.
The cunning buffoon.
Yeah, see? Don't make me slap you.
Why? You don't like the knee slapper?
I like how quiet our producer's been today. She's over just crocheting, chilling, not looking up sadomasochism for me.
Why not?
She doesn't like typing in dirty things on the internet.
It's not a dirty thing.
Yes, it is.
You never
if
know.
If you look up what it is, yeah. it won't.
Sadomasochist definition.
Hey, Google.
His phone never works.
You really don't.
You got to say, okay, Google.
I don't think that works. I'll try. Okay, Google. Now you lied.
I think your Google's broke.
Sadomasochist.
$800 phone.
Shut up. Someone who enjoys inflicting or receiving pain or humiliation as a form of sexual gratification.
Yeah.
Sadism is the act of inflicting pain or humiliation on another person for sexual gratification.
Yeah.
And just regular masochist? No, masochism?
Masochism.
Masochism?
Yeah.
Okay. The act of receiving pain, or that's the same thing. Never mind. Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah. All weird kinks that people have. But like I said, the big difference is one's like, yay, I'm excited. You know, this is fun. And the other one's like, argh. You know, big difference.
Yeah.
Huge. Hopefully. Huge.
This is a weird episode.
How big's your truck, Dylan?
Huh? What'd you say?
Big difference. You're like, it's huge. Yeah.
You know what's huge? You know what's massive?
The earth.
Your appetite.
No tape of faith.
I got that. I don't think he got that. I think he's completely wrong.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Low taper fade. It's a big
one. Yeah, this is huge. Everybody knows about it.
It's massive.
I think, yeah, it's pretty massive, actually.
It's one of those memes that's going to be around forever, but, like, for our generation, you're just older than dirt.
Yeah.
You can't be helped. Or as Buddy always says, he always tells me he's 10 years older than dirt.
Yeah, but Buddy is. Just because he's immortal and still, like,
I don't
get spring chicken.
Could probably outwork me and you.
I could easily outwork me.
He freaking walks back and forth soup kitchen, and like he could do that in like a second.
Yeah, but see, when I worked with him back when I was young, like he would walk beside my tow motor and talk to me, and I'd be doing 8-9 mile hour. And he'd be not out of breath, having a normal conversation.
That's the other day we were picking up a food and he walked to the office. I said, "What, did you feel like you had to take a lap around the building real quick?" Because he came back in like 10 seconds. He walked to the building and came back. And I was like, man, what'd you do? Take a lap real quick? He's like, no, I'm just strolling down to the office. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
And that's not a stroll.
Man moves like lightning.
You're 79.
Slow down.
Time for
well,
your...
that's like a...
But he always tells people never to slow down.
Yeah, you have to keep moving, but like you don't have to move that much.
He's fast. And he's at the soup kitchen every day.
See, I would like to be walking more. Like, I got up where I was walking 6 to 10 miles a day, but now I'm back down to a mile or two because my back. But, like, it is really, walking's extremely healthy for you. It just.
Oh, just you wait.
What?
If Roundup's in Knoxville this year, you're screwed.
Am I going to Roundup?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, they got to invite me.
Well, they don't. Just tell them you're going. The heck?
Okay.
Well, but that's how I sign up for 4-H events. I say, hey, I'm going.
When you say you're going to Roundup, tell them, say, hey, if you need an adult, daddy will go.
I told them to invite you back to Congress, too. I told Miss Melissa.
I liked Congress.
I tried to explain, because like you can only go once, but if you enter a portfolio and you win, you can go to Congress again. But as I explained to everybody, if I wanted to pay somebody... If I wanted to pay somebody for me to go walk around Nashville, I would not. I'm never paying anybody to go walk around Nashville again. I hate Nashville.
Nashville sucks.
If I'll go do it for free, but when I pay $300 just to go walk around the stupid capital, like they're like, this is the most eye-opening, best 4-H event I've ever been to. I want to go again. Bro, I do not want to go to the zoo.
What did y'all do before the zoo? It was something that they were like, the zoo was new.
They did like a boat thing.
Oh, yeah. The General Jackson. I was super excited about getting to go to the General Jackson because all that, like, your sisters had talked about that. And then they were like, we're going to the zoo. And I'm like, this sucks.
It did suck. And then you lost my phone.
You waited for 2 hours.
Yeah, you had like 2 hours. Food. You had to wait 2 hours to get food. And then you sat in eight. It took me and Asa so long to get food. And then we just ended up sitting down. I left my phone at the table. Then we had to track down my phone. And then by that time, we just left.
Yeah, it was good times. Good times. But I enjoy those trips.
It's terrible.
I enjoyed Roundup
is
more.
Fun. Roundup is fun. It's like chill. You're not like.
For me, the ranking would be like Roundup, Congress, Junior Camp.
Go to junior high camp.
Yeah, I don't think I want to.
I've heard stories of like them having to pry people's braces apart.
As crazy as the junior camp is, I don't know if I want to go to junior high camp.
Yes, I do.
But like it's the junior camp though is what got me hooked. So
I like junior camp.
It's fun. It's just not as
it's tiring.
Like I'm relaxed at like the roundups and stuff and the SRTLs, like. You're busy. It's tiring as far as like physically, but like I have a lot of fun with you guys. You know what I mean? It's a lot less watching you and more hanging out with you.
Yeah.
With the junior camp, it's a whole lot more like actually having to watch.
Yeah, because these kids are a lot younger. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're running around and they got arrows and guns and, you know, ropes and water and kayaks and.
I don't have guns.
You can eat a kid. You got a shooting range?
Those little wimpy 22s, they make them strap to a table.
A 22? Kill a kid.
They literally make them strap it to a kid. I get safety.
You also had a kid that had an entire hustling ring set up in less than 12 hours. You probably don't need some of these kids having access to guns.
But like, I feel like I could have done that if I ever went to junior camp. I'm just too lazy. It's too much work.
Can I fan my revolver if I go?
No, you can't carry guns to junior camp. Not even the adults.
Well, that's stupid. I don't like this place no more.
4-H is very stupid.
I tell you what, though.
There's like, people getting kicked out of Roundup for having vapes. Like,
well, they're not 18. Or they're not 21 now. So, like, I could
You have a lot of room to talk there, Junior.
I mean, I've been smoking since I was 8.
Exactly.
But, like, I still didn't, like, expect them to let me smoke at things like that.
Why are people so bad at hiding it now?
Because
they're like pure fiends. They can't like.
A lot of kids are neglected. A lot of kids do not have parents that pay enough attention to them to catch them. So they get used to being able to get away while also being very idiotic and open about things.
Well, like. Why hide it in the first place?
Because a lot of people's parents get mad.
Well, like, even at the 4-H events.
Dylan, you will be 21 next week. Walk into your house with a cigarette. Or walk up your driveway smoking a cigarette. What's your mama going to do to you?
Either two things. Either one, nothing. Or two, she's probably going to be like, what in the world do you think you're doing coming to my house like that?
Well, I don't know. It's weird. Because I've known people the first roundup I went to. Quite a few of them had vapes, but none of them were like flaunting about it. That's like a buddy's mom explained that she thinks that cigarettes are better than vapes. One, because they are, but two, because people get so used to being able to hit the vape wherever they are.
Uh huh.
Because you can't smoke a cigarette in the classroom, but you can in a classroom, and it's a lot easier to conceal and hide. And people get so used to being able to 24/7. Hit their nicotine and not having to step outside and not having to.
I got two people at work who I work with and.
Just all day.
One's watermelon and one's, I forgot the other color, but I can smell the flavor.
You spend all day hungry.
Pretty much. I'm like, man, I'm craving watermelon all of a sudden.
Guy used to have strawberry waffles. Hated strawberry waffles, but not when smelt them from his vape. Just made your stomach. And you're like, dang, man, stop this crap. Another one had one that was like cheeseburgers. And it smelled like cheeseburgers. And it's like, you've got to quit this now.
I would for I'd be like, well, because of you, you're gonna buy me a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger vape sounds terrible.
I didn't want to taste it. Like not at all.
My friend's girlfriend, she has a mango one. I don't like mango. So
you have friends that have girlfriends?
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Lonely. Oh. I feel like a third wheel.
It's okay. I don't have a girlfriend.
You just go to their house and sit on the couch next to them. How are you guys doing?
You didn't even go to their house. They just work together.
Well, I mean,
just sit on their front porch.
You're just dealing as a tax.
Don't mind me.
I mean, we went to Telehobo. I hung out for a bit. That was about it.
Oh. So this is the guy you got, chauffeur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he pay you? Mm-hmm. He actually pays you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a chauffeur. You're a taxi service.
Yeah, in other words.
Unofficial.
Unofficial, yeah.
Just doing a buddy a favor. He's paying gas money. He's not getting wages for driving. Don't want the, like, not DEA. That's the drug.
Why people. Does he pay you?
For gas?
Now, to work, he doesn't pay me because that's...
It's on the way, yeah.
It's on the way, yeah. So... And when I take it home, he pays me.
Yeah. That's like when I used to pick up
you
my buddy
You don't want him
Luke.
On the back of your bike?
That's gay.
My buddy Luke would be like, you want some gas money? I'm like, dude, I literally drive, like, not, like, close to your house. Like, literally right by your house.
To go to
same,
work.
Yeah, the same route I take to work. Like, why would I want gas money?
That's what I told him when I first gave him a ride. He was like, I can give you some gas money. I was like, bro, you're legit, like, pretty much on my way to work.
And this was when gas was, like, $4 a gallon. And his, I drove him for a week first because his truck broke down. And he had, like, a big V8 gas guzzler. And I had a little Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, I drove him at first, you know, for a week or two while we got his truck fixed. And once we got his truck fixed, I'm like, dude, quit filling that thing up with gas and just ride with me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm already driving by your house. And so, like, he just drove with me for a long time because it was. And then I had a, you know, buddy to cut. We were going back and forth to work. And he'd buy lunch once, you know, twice a week. You know, so we had a good time. But
that's like I'm going to the office on Monday. And they're like, bring your own lunch. Who eats lunch anyway?
Yeah. I eat after work.
Today. Like, if I'm working. I'm not stomping for lunch unless the boss stops for lunch. And
well, it depends on what I'm doing.
That guy don't eat. That guy don't eat. That guy don't eat.
Yeah, but you grew up around a lot of people that don't eat when they're working.
Yeah. And also, like, I hate when you're in the middle of something and people are like, sit down and have a bite to eat.
No.
It's my pet, like, oh my gosh, let me finish.
No. They're like, you got to eat right now. It's like, no, I do not have to eat right now. I have to finish this right now.
At least let me finish, like, what I'm doing at the time. Like, construction sites, I understand it. You know, finish up your thing and then go grab a bite because you're not finishing the whole house before you eat again. But, like, for, like, welding projects and stuff where you can just finish it and it's like, you got to eat now. It's like,
Well, like, even when you're building a house, there's a lot of times where, like, you know, well, it's dinner time. Let's go eat. It's like, You want to leave? You want to go take an hour out of your day that you're not getting paid for? Because a lot of construction sites do not pay you for lunch. So you want to go take an hour out of your day that you're not getting paid for? Or, since you get paid for a break, you could snack you a sandwich down in 10 minutes while smoking a cigarette, and you could go back to work, and then you could leave 30 minutes to an hour earlier than everybody else.
Yeah.
I like working for Sandusky because he paid you for lunch.
Yeah. Now, see, I used to work at a place that paid you for breaks and lunch. You got 2 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute lunch. I would work the whole day and not take breaks or lunch. And then the last hour of the day, I'd go, because we had showers and everything, it was a chemical facility. So I'd go get showered up. I'd get my fresh clothes on. I'd sit in the break room, read a book, read my Bible, whatever. And, like, boss come in there the first time I did it. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on break. He comes back in there about 20 minutes later. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on second break. He catches me out of the smoke area about 10 minutes later. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, now I'm on lunch. And he's like, well, what are you doing when you get done with lunch? I'm like, I'm going to clock out and go home. I just worked 12 hours. He's like, oh, okay. Like, but like he left me alone because he understood, like, I did my job. I had a good enough reputation to get away with that because I wasn't cheating the company at all. I just took my breaks all at once. And so, like, they didn't mind most time. Now, if they needed something, like if I had to go sign for a shipment or go unload something real quick, I'd run in there and do that. But, like, as far as, like, getting nasty and getting all the chemicals out and stuff, like, I was done.
Understandable.
But, yeah.
Like, so, I'd try to leave at work, not leave, like, leave our workstation 3 minutes before because we're the farthest and we get more stuff done than most everybody else. So mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, 3 minutes, go ahead. That's what our old boss do. Just go ahead, do what you need.
Now, how big is your facility?
What you mean?
Like square footage wise.
Don't know.
Okay. For us, where I used to work, you're looking at 1,000,000+ square feet. But the rework area was all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And then that is where most of the elderly women worked. Like a lot of the older ladies. Sweet ladies that been with the company a long time, some of them not. But like that's where most of them worked, because the rework area was a task you could sit down and do a lot. Like it was a lot less physical. But they changed the rule on clocking in. Used to you could clock in, you know, up to like 30 minutes early, and then it was 15 minutes early. But like they were, you know, you couldn't clock in. Something with Tennessee law changed or something to where if you clocked in 15 minutes early, they had to pay you for it. So they made it like 7 minutes, right? You had 7 minutes to clock in, but you had to be at your workstation on time. You're looking at 3/4 of a mile walk for women that can't hardly walk.
Yeah.
And so like you're going to get points if you clock in too early. But then you're going to get, you know, fussed at and written up and stuff like that if you're not at your workstation. But it's one of the few times that I've actually seen a company be like, okay, we can fix that. They put up clocks. They put up more clocks and got them all active. Because they had some up that, like, they hadn't programmed or whatever for a long time. And
now,
so
what
kind
of timesheets did y'all have?
You didn't. You took your badge and you scanned it on a clock.
Oh, that's...
We scan our face.
Really? I used to scan my thumbprint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we come in, we scan our face. And I get there at 6:30. Well, 6 o'clock, maybe. I get there at 6 o'clock. I go in there. We're technically supposed to, like, scan in. Like, when we scan our name, our face, I mean, we got to go scan our name into a job, like, 15 minutes later. Screw that. I scan my name. I go to the break room. I watch From and Then, or YouTube From, whatever. And then 6:30 comes rolling around. I'm going to go out there.
And now you're fired.
Hey.
He doesn't seem very sad.
I don't really care.
It's like a guy walked on the factory floor one time. A bag of chips. And some plant manager goes, hey, you ain't supposed to have food on the floor. He said, I ain't got food on the floor. It's in the damn bag. He kept eating his chips and walked off. And the plant manager was just like,
I mean, technically,
well, he's not wrong.
he's far from wrong, actually.
Yeah. Some of the interactions, like, pay attention to the old guys that nobody messes with, that just get away with anything, and, like, start listening to their interactions with, like, especially, like, upper management stuff. It's hilarious. Have one plant manager come in one time and be like, you know, hey, Ronnie, how you doing? He'd be like, screw you. I hate this place, Dan. He'd be like, you want to give us some advice this week? He'd be like, yeah, golf. And that'd be in the middle of plant meetings. So, like, yeah, they're fun. But on your way home tonight, you're going to see 4 black-eyed children in the driveway.
I'm running over each and every single one of them.
And then you're going to dream of Chester's brother.
If I dream of a haunted doll, I'm coming back here. And
what, meeting the haunted doll?
We have Chester's brother.
I'm burning here. Every single doll you have.
Lucy.
Stop.
It's okay. If you see the black-eyed children, don't let them in your house.
I think I can handle the black-eyed children, but the dolls, no.
If you see the doll, okay, freak out. I mean, it's cool. That's not going to do anything. You can't shoot a demon.
No, look.
You're going to let it out of the doll? You're going to break the vessel. You're going to take it from a little tiny vessel, a little weak doll, and you're going to make it like a big, powerful, now I'm out in the open demon.
Yeah. You know, and be like, now what?
That's when you go, all right, Jesus, I need your help.
Yeah. And I'll be like, bless these holy bullets, please.
That's not how it works, man.
Put the 45 in this demon.
Put the 45. Put the fear of Jesus and the 45 in this demon.
That don't work. Buckshot's the next one.
Buckshot's the next one. Don't be buckshotting people. I'm fixing to have to go pee real quick.
I'll buckshot a demon.
We're at
1 hour and 21 minutes.
I mean,
we can go ahead and wrap.
Y'all ready to eat, aren't you?
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to let the young boys go eat.
We're hungry.
We're always hungry.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. If you're watching, stay tuned. Like and subscribe. Follow on Instagram and I don't know if we're on anything else, but
yeah, YouTube, we're working on it.
We're on Spotify. That's all I know.
Hey, follow on Spotify too. Thank you.